Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It is indeed. Welcome, everybody, to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We hope that you all had a great week. Angela did. It was her birthday this week.
Yay!
Yes.
And I made a big decision.
To go backwards.
I'm going backwards.
Yes.
About to hit one of those next numbers, and I'm thinking, nah, let's skip that and head on back the other way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nobody says you have to go that way except your driver's license.
Okay.
I can do what I want.
Yes.
It's America.
Yes, nobody messes with you. You can do whatever you want.
That's right.
You know, you said it was a happy, happy, happy day, but I have to give some news that some of our listeners may know about.
Of course.
Some of them may not, but I want to share it with you. A person that Angela and I have known for 8 or 9 years is no longer with us. And some of you may be aware of this. But
probably a lot of people are.
Probably a lot of people are, but maybe not. But the person that is on the show before us is Joe Pippin, who is just has been a wonderful, wonderful man.
The best.
And
very special.
He actually passed away a week ago Thursday. And there was a tribute show on before us today, which was a repeat, obviously. He just suddenly passed away. And we're so sorry for he and Bev, his wife, who we've known personally, you know, been out with them, and he's been on our show. And for most of you that know that that happened, then this is not a surprise to you. But if it is, then we know that your thoughts and prayers go out to he and his family and his staff. And he was just a wonderful, wonderful man. If you didn't know him personally, I can tell you that as he came across as someone who helped people, I want to tell you that's who he really was.
Absolutely.
He was a wonderful,
honest,
wonderful man. And sometimes you just don't know when someone is going to be gone. He was healthy.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just leave us for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
Just a great, great man.
Full of integrity, salt of the earth. I just love that man so much.
Yes.
He's wonderful. Just head and shoulders above most.
Yeah. And the Pippin office will go on. They have many attorneys in various offices. And so I just want to give a shout out to Bev and his family. And wish them all well and say, Joe, you know, your memory will live on for years and years and years. So thank you for doing what you did. And we wish you well in the afterlife.
Yes.
All right. As we usually do on the show, we also like to give shout outs. So Angela and I had a great experience this week. Sometimes we, you know, we do that about vendors, and we had a vendor this week and had nothing to do with real estate, but we want to share this with you because we had great service from someone this past week. We bought a car this week. We've been looking for a specific type of car, and we've been searching and searching, and we found one at CarMax, but it wasn't the CarMax here, because we went onto the website and we found the car that we wanted, and the CarMax was in Fort Lauderdale. And we didn't want to drive down to Fort Lauderdale, but we found that they actually will transport it to your home or to the local CarMax. You just have to pay for transportation. And we decided that the car was really the one that we wanted. It was at a reasonable price. CarMax is not the cheapest. You don't get a bargain, but they price it fairly. That's the price. You don't get to bargain about price. So anyway, we had it transported here. They give you, you know, they tell you it's going to be transported within X amount of time, and it just took a couple of days. And it was presented to us very, very well. The person that we had helping us was Kim Brown and Michael Tapuni. And it was such an easy transaction. There was no pressure sales. The financing was easy. There was no obligation to buy it once they transport it here. It was a They also have a no questions asked return policy. And it's not like some other car dealerships where you can turn it back in, but you have to buy another car. No, if you bring it back in within 30 days or 1,500 miles, they give you your money back. How easy is that? And if the car doesn't have a manual, you buy another manual and they'll give you your money back for however much it costs to get a new manual on the internet. Great, great, no pressure service. You can even get financing with them. And if you find cheaper financing and you do that within a week or so,
3 days.
3 days, they'll cancel the financing contract and it doesn't cost you anything. And you don't have to go to a finance person at the dealership. It's all done right at the salesperson's desk. It was just so easy, so pleasant. It's a different car buying experience. So we want to give a shout out to CarMax and to Kim Brown and Michael Tapuni.
Yeah.
So awesome. How about that? Great, 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 great service. All right. We also, of course, talk about what's special about today. It's National Beach Party Day. So go out to the beach. It's also National Blues Music Day. Now, I'm not a blues music fan because it sounds sad. And I'm a happy person, just like Angela is. So blues music, if you like it, it's International Blues Music Day. It's also National Jamaican Patty Day.
The little Jamaican treat, patty?
Patty. Little patty cakes. Not patty cake, baker's man, but little beef patties. It's also National Lighthouse Day. We have one here in the St. Augustine area. National Mustard Day, with its dozens and dozens of varieties. Now, Angela, you're a yellow mustard fan.
I like them all. Oh. I like spicy. I like brown.
Okay.
It's the yellow that has almost no calories.
I see.
It's a dieting trick.
Pardon me. Do you have any
Grey Poupon?
That's right. National Sea Serpent Day, not necessarily the Loch Ness Monster kind, but it may be inspired by the oar fish, O-A-R-F-I-S-H, which is a fish that grows about 50 feet long, and it looks kind of like a snake, but it's rarely seen as it lives thousands of feet below the ocean surface.
And they gave it a whole day?
They gave it a whole day.
We'll never see one?
It's also PPP Day, which stands for Particularly Preposterous Packaging Day. You know how you get something that you get from Amazon or somebody else, and they just package it and repackage it, and it's so preposterous how much packaging there is. You open up this big box, and there's this little thing inside. Or it's so hard to open. Remember those clamshells packaging, those things that are packaged in this plastic, and it's so hard to open, you got to use a scissor to open it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's Professional Speakers Day, and here's one that's really important. I hope I have enough time to go through this. It's Purple Heart Day, August 7th, started in 1782 by George Washington, except it wasn't called Purple Hearts Day. It was called the Badge of Military Merit. It was actually for those who showed great courage. And we all know today it's for those who have been injured or died in battle. It was not used again until 1932, where it changed its name by Douglas MacArthur as Chief of Staff of the Army. He reinstituted it, renamed it to Purple Heart with Washington's face in the middle. And it was originally given only to the Army, and then it was expanded to all of the armed forces. Then it was expanded also to POWs, as well as those affected by terrorism and friendly fire. And you observe it today by thinking of those who sacrificed for our great country.
Yes.
And, of course, you know that Angela and I think that we have a great country.
We do.
Always thank
love our country.
Our military. I didn't know that it was for those affected by terrorism, like that happened on 9/11, and also for those affected by friendly fire. When we come back after the break, we got lots more things to talk about. So stay with us, everyone. And give us a call with your questions, 222-8255, and we will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh, my. Is that a new record for you?
How many did I do?
I don't know. Five or six.
Oh, I don't think I did that many.
Oh, I don't know.
But yeah, you know.
Maybe because it was your birthday week and you're a new age, so you decided to add a happy.
I'm older. I'm wiser. That is worth celebrating. I just stepped out during the break and solved a problem for one of my customers. That's worth celebrating.
There you go.
We got what's called a birthday sale this week where you get the listing and the customer buys and you have both sides of it. Happy, happy birthday. And guess what? I did that on my birthday.
You did?
On my actual birthday.
You rock, girl.
So I love that. So, you know, I'm just trying to look for all the positive. I mean, we also got news this week about Joe, and we have another customer, Clem, who's one of our past customers and a listener of our radio show, and he passed the same day Joe did. And I,
well,
you
that's
know,
not happening.
My heart goes out for him. So I've had sad, strong, sad news this week, but you know, you have to keep your own spirits up to move on, to get on, because otherwise, you know, it's just survival. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you've got to do everything you can. So you try to be grateful for every little detail that's good. Like right now, it's not raining. Huh, that's great. And if it was raining, you know what I'd say? That's great. Our grass needs it. I mean, you just got to look at it and be grateful about your circumstances, whatever they may be.
The grass is, and I mean, the glass is always half full, isn't it?
Mine is like 90% full all the time.
Good for you.
So you just got to do it. Whether you really think it or not, you got to come up with it.
Okay.
And fill that cup with positive things to think about.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we got a contest. Let's see if we can make someone happy by giving them a Publix gift card, $25 what? Publix gift card.
I'd like a $25 Publix gift card. Can I guess?
No, you
I
can't.
I don't know the answer. These are your questions you come up with.
Well, I do most of the shopping. How about if I I give you
on.
A Publix gift card, then you give it back
move
to me.
On,
all
move
right.
on, move
what
on.
What percentage of sellers admitted to listening in to buyers during showings and or open houses?
Ooh, that's against the law.
I know it is against
but
the law.
But people are doing it.
But people are doing it.
So I would say this to you guys. If you go in an open house and you see cameras, or you're on a showing and you see cameras, today's cameras also have audio. Just assume people are listening. Even though they're not supposed to, they're not allowed to. I think you'll... Okay. When you hear the answer to this contest, you're going to know it's happening. So,
all right, so I'm going to give the rest of the story that goes along with that. And I entitled the story, Bet You Didn't Know. So there are four Bet You Didn't Knows. Bet You Didn't Know that when a seller lists their home, the homeowner must declare whether they have video and or audio equipment inside or outside the house.
Correct. Part okay. of the listing paperwork.
Well, I know you knew. I'm telling our listeners.
I'm just reiterating.
Number two, bet you didn't know that the seller is advised on the listing agreement that they cannot legally listen in on conversations in the home during showings or open houses.
That's correct.
Number three, bet you didn't know that the listing in the multiple listing service indicates that there may be audio or visual equipment at the home. And FYI, this even includes like the Ring doorbell that so many people have or other similar manufacturers or baby cams.
Yes.
Number four, bet you didn't know. Perhaps it's the final, bet you didn't know that some sellers are using spy cams during showings or open houses. And that's the question for this week. That's the contest.
Yes.
So this was from a study of more than 2,000 consumers. The most common reason that they did listen was, can you guess? What do you think?
Because they're nosy and they want to know if they're interested in the home or if they have anything ugly to say.
The most common reason was that they wanted to understand what buyers do and don't like about the home. That was 49% of the reason given.
And honestly, that is the best way to get that info. You're just not supposed to.
You're not
supposed to. Because, when a realtor gives the feedback to the other realtor, they generally clean up the feedback, right? Like, that's not the house for them, or they didn't like it because of the colors. But if you were listening in to the people, they might go, this is the worst color I've ever seen, blah, blah, blah. It's very offensive. And that's why people really shouldn't listen in.
The second most reason given by those 2,000 consumers was to get information to use during negotiation if the people
an
offer.
No doubt.
The third most one, now this is an interesting one, to make sure that the home was safe.
Of course.
How about that? And the fourth one, this is interesting, was to find out what the realtor was saying about the home.
Yes.
Now that could be us if we were the holding an open house.
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
About that?
Open house or just any showing. And, it's very interesting because I think the thing that sellers don't know, but if they have cameras with audio, they now learn is that the agent who brings the buyer is not there on behalf of the seller. They're there on behalf of the buyer. So they may say to them in the home, this home isn't as nice as the last home we saw, or this home is priced so much higher, price per square foot, than the last home we saw. I mean, they may actually say something negative about the home, and then the seller's quite offended, and part of the reason they're so offended is because they pay the commission.
How about that?
And they really resent that. So my advice to every agent and to every customer, if you go into a home that starts with a Ring doorbell, or that you see cameras throughout the home, shut up. just don't talk.
That's right.
You know, just if you have something nice to say, say, oh, aren't these floors pretty? Or, wow, look at the space in here. That's great. But if you have something negative to say or you want to talk about the offer you're willing to make, go do it in the car.
That's
do
right.
it outside. Don't not. And I don't mean just in their front yard in case they got the Ring doorbell. I mean, do it in your car.
Yeah. The most common method to see and to listen was the Ring doorbell and other security systems, and lesser used were baby monitors and nanny cams.
So back in the days that I remember having houses for sale, that's what was done a lot.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, if you walk into a nursery and you see a little baby monitor, I put up my fingers like, shh, don't say anything because they're listening. They're at the neighbor's house and they're listening.
Here's another interesting stat about that I was disturbed about. Not disturbed, but surprised.
What?
Only 30% of realtors warn their prospective buyers that there could be audio or video equipment on at any time when they visit a house. Now, this is from what the buyers remember that they may have been told.
So this was part of that survey. So you don't really know if that's accurate.
Yeah, because it could be that the realtor may have told them at some point and they just didn't remember.
Yeah.
Like we always tell people.
We do.
Especially when we go to the house and we see cameras outside.
You see anything.
Or a Ring doorbell. You know, we reiterate to them that
hey, we'll talk about the details later.
Yes.
Only say positive things.
Yes. But the contest again is what percentage of sellers admitted to listening in on buyers during showings or open houses. So give us a call. What's the number, Miss Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222 Talk, which is 8255. And of course, that's area code 904 for Duval.
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 So what happened this week for buyers and sellers, Miss Angela? Did any houses get sold? Did any houses get listed? Any houses get put under contract? What happened?
Well, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 811 offers got accepted. That's about the same percentage as it was last week. 570 new homes came on the market. Now, that went up about 3%. And 250 of the 570, well, they're already under contract. And that percentage is 44%. We're starting to see that number really decline. Right, Howard? It was up in the 70s for a long time, and now it's in the 40s. So that's indicative of less people shopping and securing properties. But I know why that is. 70 of
those.
Are
you going to tell us?
Well, it's because school's getting ready to start, y'all.
There you go. That's right.
I mean, what are parents doing? Like this weekend? I don't even think we have a customer to show property to. Everybody's getting ready for school. School starts on Tuesday. So anyway, in Duval County, it does. 70 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 739 actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say, congratulations. That number is up 16%.
How about that?
Yep.
Pretty good.
It's awesome.
It is good. So people were closing. Yeah, we have a lot of closings this month.
Oh, this is a great month.
Yes. All right. What about interest rates? What happened with those?
Okay, well, the 30-year rate fell 0.03% to 2.77%. And during the same week, last year, the rates were 2.99. So we're still below last year's numbers. The 15-year rate remains unchanged at that 2.10%. Go refinance.
Which is an all-time low.
Yes, and this time last year it was 2.51. The FHA and the 30-year VA are 2.5%. And, of course, stay tuned for the Van Wees when they come on because they always talk about what the Fed is doing and how it affects everything.
So all the rates are under 3%.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Time to buy, y'all. Time to buy.
Time to buy.
Or refinance, really.
You know, prices are up, but interest rates are low.
Yeah.
So people say you can't afford things. Well, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You probably can.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a good credit score.
Yeah.
And Christine can help you. Hey, stay with us. We got more to talk about here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a weekend filled with fear for many residents in Northern California. The Dixie Fire that incinerated much of the small town of Greenville this week now threatens more than 10,000 buildings in the northern Sierra Nevada. Thankfully, no deaths have been reported. Wildfires rampaging through Greece yet another day and encroaching on inhabited areas. Overnight, some 1,200 people were rescued from a seaside village. A fire north of Athens now threatening a national park and causing some health concerns. Authorities in Albany, New York say a woman who accused Governor Andrew Cuomo of misconduct has now filed a criminal complaint against him. Some good news on the economic front. The unemployment rate has dropped to 5.4%. This is SRN News.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. You can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Since COVID, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 88. Tonight, temperatures dropping to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, possible rainfall and thunderstorms with a high near 91. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, mostly sunny, more possible rainfall and thunderstorms, with a high reaching the low 90s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday. What do you want to do?
What do you mean, what do I want to do?
Don't you want to recap the contest? Nobody has called yet. I don't know what's up with that, except everybody's out shopping. Isn't this the last day of tax-free shopping?
Monday
is the last day. So I know where everybody is.
You
shopping.
Do?
They're shopping.
Well, Only if they have kids to shop for. Although it doesn't apply just to
kids. Grandkids. I mean, come on. I got kids. I got grandkids in school.
Well, you can buy clothes for yourself. It still applies.
You can get computers. There's all sorts of things you can get that are tax-free right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Contest. What percentage of sellers admitted to listening in on buyers during showers and or open houses?
Showings. Not showers.
Sorry. Showings. And our open houses.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody to call.
We do. We do.
Maybe they'll even wish you a happy birth week.
Ah, it's okay. Yeah. We don't need to memorialize it, you know.
Or as I call it, anniversary of your birth.
And that gets so old. I don't like it.
All right. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing terrific. Hope you
are. Happier now that you called, Tom.
Well, I wanted to be the first one to start it off and get a wrong answer. So.
I can't even give you a hint, Tom. He didn't tell me the answer.
That's okay. Well, first of all, let me say it is my condolences to the Pippin family on the loss of Joe.
Amen.
I was so shocked to hear that this morning, and I made sure your show and Joe's were two I definitely were up to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
And never used his services, but I felt like I knew him personally.
Yes.
And I just hope he rests in peace.
So, oh, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Getting back to the question, excuse me. Now, a lot of people have those devices today in their homes.
Yes.
And you say how many will admit to using them. I think a lot more do it but don't admit.
Yes.
Correct.
I will go with, I'll say 75% admit to listening in on conversations when the house is being shown.
You're way too high.
Way too high.
Wow. Yeah.
Or that, but we've got a bunch of people fitting.
No, see, I think you're right on the number. It's probably 70-80% do listen in,
right?
Even though we advise them not to. But now who's going to actually admit they're doing something they've already been told is wrong?
And is illegal, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Well, like I said, I wanted to be the first to start it off, and everybody can just sort of vary it by there.
There you go.
We appreciate it, Tom, and we appreciate the shout-out for the Pippin family.
Yeah.
Well, you were certainly welcome, and as I say, my condolences to the station and to his family as well. So,
thank you.
Let's see who's going to be right now, and enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in.
Have a wonderful day.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you.
You do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Tom was able to help people understand it's not around that 75% range.
Yes.
It's
a lot less.
A lot less. Did I say that right?
You're alliterating.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Hey, do you have... Actually, I don't even know the answer, so...
Do you have junk?
No.
No?
I'm junk-free.
You're junk-free.
You're like, no way, man.
You know, our listeners have often heard us say to declutter and get rid of things that they no longer need or use, especially if they're going to move. You know, some of that stuff can be sold, some of it can be donated, and some of it, well... Let's just call it junk. And it won't fit into your garbage totes. A lot of us have garbage totes. You know, the green ones or the yellow ones for recycling. You know, Angela and I, as members of the National Association of Realtors, well, they just announced a partnership this week with a company that some of you have probably seen their trucks driving around called 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Well... Because we have entered into this partnership, you are listeners. Well, more than our listeners, you are customers. Get $50 off of junk removal services if you're listed with a realtor or plan to be. I'm not sure how the details work, but when you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to their website, which of course is www.1800.com. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Tell them that you need their services. You will get $50 off. Not too bad, huh?
No, but you know what? I just used somebody local.
I know you did.
You know I did.
I know, and he's a great guy, and he used to be a part of the moving company that we always recommend, and great get great service.
Yep, yep.
I don't know who's going to be cheaper. I don't know how the pricing has done. But anyway, I had to mention this because they're part of National Association of Realtors.
Okay, well, I can still mention who I want to mention.
Well, go ahead.
Because you know why? Because I know I can always count on him.
Yes, go ahead.
I have used him so many times. Gary Plotz, and I think the name is Junk Luggers. Yes, and we have already used him with a customer who just moved to New York, and they had some things that they didn't want to take. It was, you know, wasn't worth paying to move it, and he went by there and picked everything up, and they reported that he arrived early, that his staff was professional, that they were courteous. They wore their mask inside the homes. They followed all the COVID-19 guidelines. I mean, it was a over 5-star rating that they gave him.
That's excellent.
So, and we're using him for another customer too. So if y'all need to know that information, you get with me after the show and I'm happy to share it because I like using locals.
What is your phone number to get with you after?
Do I have a phone number?
Oh, do you have a phone number?
It rings all day long. 904-465-3845.
Say it again.
904-465-3845.
Yes, and you will get Angela, not
that
some
is my
person
cell phone.
That answers
yes.
for you.
Yes.
I'll give my phone number. We were told, by the way, by one of our listeners, actually more than one, that say, we need to give our phone numbers more often. So mine is 904-687-8161, 687-8161. And we'll be happy to help you with just about anything
real estate related. That is what we do.
Sometimes just to chat.
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes we have had people just to chat, but sometimes people need other things, and we happen to know it.
Yep. Hey, we want to give some other advice.
What's that?
Don't be a silent seller. Over the years, we come across a variety of people with different wants and desires. Some sellers don't want a sign in the front of their home for a variety of reasons. Some sellers don't want any open houses for a variety of reasons. They think that only lookers or nosy neighbors come to open houses. Some only want the listing agent to be able to bring a buyer. Now, that's really strange.
Like, well, it's not like in their best interest.
It's definitely not in their
best interest. It happens a very small percentage of time.
We've even had cases whereby the seller didn't want any interior pictures of the home, nor for it to be on Zillow or the internet or realtor.com.
That right there is the key to not getting your house sold.
Yes.
If you don't put it out on the internet, how are people going to find it? Because today it's the number one search vehicle is Zillow and realtor.com.
Yes. We need to, we need to cast a wide net.
Absolutely. And you know what our job is as listing agents? To market. That's our job.
Yeah, we need to get as many realtors and potential buyers as possible to know that the house is for sale, as well as to see the great features of the home. After all, the more prospective buyers that see the home, the greater the chance of an offer.
Yes.
Yes, and that's why our team does open houses.
We do.
We actually want neighbors to come because they may need to upsize. They need to downsize, or they may know someone that may want to move into the neighborhood.
Their parents might be coming, etc.
Yeah, we talk about houses to neighbors of the sellers all the time that result in sales. Over the years, we've had so many neighbors come to open houses.
Yes.
And they say, some say, I was just looking, but some say, I have a friend. I have
a friend that is moving
yeah. here, and I'm going to call them. Those have resulted yeah. in so many sales over the years. It's just amazing.
I know during COVID time, it's probably weird for agents to feel really comfortable about holding the open house, but, you know, follow the COVID CDC guidelines, do the best you can, double up your mask, put gloves on. There's ways to do it and be safe. And, I mean, let one family in the house at a time. There's all sorts of rules you can do to follow to make sure it's a safe event.
If you have valuables, that you don't want to be seen. We're going to talk about that right after the break.
Okay.
About how, you know, you don't want pictures of that.
Yeah.
That's easy to fix.
Yeah.
We'll tell you.
Okay.
When we come back. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. This is our last segment of the day. How did that go so fast?
I don't know, but after the show, we're going to have a lot of people call us because they're going to have questions that they may not want to be on the air about.
Hey, we still have a contest, which is what percent of sellers admitted to listening in on buyers during showings and or open houses. But before the break, we had we were talking about don't be a silent seller, and if you have things that don't that you don't want to have out or don't want to be
safety,
photographed,
valuables you were talking about.
You know, you're going to be moving if you have Yadro figurines or you have jewelry. Pack it up.
And get it out.
Get
if you have jewelry, go get a safety deposit box at the bank.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Or you're going to be packing anyway.
Yep.
That may be the first thing you pack.
Mm-hmm.
Put the box in a garage, label it something different than what there is, and we won't take a picture of it. How about that? It's so easy. We will help you figure out what you can do to make it valuable, to make it safe for you. We go through the house, by the way, and tell you what you need to change. Like a lot of people have, like we have in our house, we have a key rack that we put all our keys because we have three different cars and we have keys for all our rental houses. And we tell people, hey, you got to take your keys down and move them out of the way. We've got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
The very best.
Well, good.
That's good, Jim. I like that.
Tell us what's going on, Jim.
Well, I just thought I'd take a shot at the contest. You aren't getting very many callers on that.
So I know. I'm surprised.
Sorry for you, Howard.
People are busy today. They're getting ready for school. I'm sure of it.
So well, what do you think?
I'm just going to take a shot and say 17%.
Well, it's higher than that.
But that is a good guess.
Yes.
All right.
You have any questions for us on real estate?
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, I guess I could say, ask.
Okay.
Are you guys noticing a decrease in the bidding wars?
Yes.
On properties?
Yes.
And some
every since July 4th. So what we attributed to over the summer was that people went on vacation this year. You know, last year no one got to travel or go anywhere. We were all hiding in our houses from COVID. But this year, people have traveled. They've gone international. They've gone local. It didn't matter. They've gone all over the United States. So we know that we have seen houses sit on the market longer. We have seen price reductions. And we, from a listing agent perspective, we used to get anywhere from 15 to 25 offers per house, and now we're down to like 3 to 5. So, yes, it's not to say that the bidding war is not there. It's just not as many people in the marketplace.
Some of the reason for that is that some of those people that were bidding, some of those 15 people, at some point, one of those 15,
bought it.
They bought.
Yeah.
And then a week later, you know, another one of those 15, they finally got one. So eventually, week after week, somebody's getting one of those houses.
Yes.
So
it's something. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So go ahead. So we have a customer that bid 11 different times
before she got it.
Finally got one. Yeah. So she's no longer on the market and not bidding for the same house that other people want as well.
Go ahead, Jim.
You may have covered this last week, but I missed last week's show. There was a report about a week ago that June sales were at a 14-year low. I just found that even nationwide, it seems like that was hard to believe.
I didn't see that report.
No.
June. I didn't see that. What we know, what Howard did report on last week, was that there's 2 weeks in July that are traditionally the highest. Highest sales, was that the right number, Howard? The highest sales of the
yes.
of the year, of the summer or something. It was 2 weeks in July. But I didn't see that about June being the lowest. And maybe that's it low compared to last year, or I don't know. What did you see, Jim?
14-year low.
A 14-year low.
I didn't see that at all.
I'm sorry.
More fake news.
I would tell you it doesn't feel like that. June was still a very busy month.
Yes, at least here in the
locally.
Metropolitan area.
Yeah.
June was a very good month.
Mm-hmm. July was too.
Yes.
And that is
typical. January is the lowest, and then it starts to go up in February, and then more in March, more in April, more in May, more in June, more in July, and then it starts to dwindle down through December. So that is a yearly cycle that we have been noticing and reporting on.
For the last 10 years.
That's yeah. right.
It's your season.
It is very seasonal. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for calling. We hope you have a fantastic day. And more importantly, stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
You take care. All right. What do we want to talk about now? I want to talk about the price of wood. The price of wood continues to fluctuate. Thankfully, it is going down, way down. It's not down to where it was
before
COVID, but it is way, way down. And now what builders are doing, they're including quoting jobs that involve wood, such as decks and docks. They're separately breaking out labor plus the cost of materials because some materials are still going up. As such, you may not know the total cost of a project until the end of the project. Remember,
that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. So remember, too, that a contractor is warranting the work, including the cost of the material. So they may be adding a premium onto the cost of the wood or other things because they're warranting that as well. So don't think that they're trying to scam you. They're just warranting the wood or other things. So they have to add on something because when they warrant a job and they have to go in and replace the wood or the other things, they have to add on something for that.
Yes.
All right. We've got somebody else on the line. I don't have the name. I think it's L. Good morning, L.
It didn't work.
Let me try again. Good morning.
This is Eli. Eli,
okay.
Good morning, Eli.
Good morning. I had a quick question for you about refinancing. I don't know if you guys are experts in that or not.
Well, we know an expert.
Go ahead.
Okay. So So you mentioned before that the 15-year rate's really low right now at 2.1.
Yes.
We just refinanced maybe a couple of years ago it was a 3.375 for a 30-year fixed. And obviously 2.1 is a lot lower, but I'm curious how, it's a bit of a process to refinance, and there's obviously a lot of closing costs involved and so forth. So does it make sense to refinance again 2 years later just to get that lower rate?
Especially if you're going to a 15-year and you've only been in that mortgage for 2 years. So you've got the difference between 15 and 28 that you're shaving off of the mortgage. So right there, yes, it's worth it.
And you can roll in the cost of refinancing into the mortgage. So, what we advise everyone to do when they're deciding whether to do that is give a mortgage broker a call. And we recommend Christine Kennedy.
Yep.
And she can tell you what the costs are. And it may not be worth it to you, depending on how long you plan on staying in the house. So if you're only going to be there a couple of years, it's probably not worth it. But if you plan on being there for 5, 6, 7 years, then it's probably absolutely worth it for you to do that. But it really depends on your particular circumstance, and Christine can go over that with you, and we'll give you Christine's contact information.
Yeah, it's 904, of course, 514-6969. Real easy number, 514-6969. Christine Kennedy, great. And she's awesome, and she will help you think that through, but my answer is yes.
Great. Thank you for the info.
Okay,
thank you. And we've got Bosco on the line. Good morning, Bosco.
Good morning.
Hey, Bosco.
Good morning. That really took me for a flip when I heard this morning, Mr. Pippin.
I know.
Amazing, that's
so upsetting. Amazing.
I know that his mother had passed, and I'm sure he was, set back on that, But, when it's time to go.
You're going.
There's no stopping it, really.
Yep.
And we know he's in a better place.
But, yes, he is.
Wanted to take a shot at your question, and I was going to put one number up, but I thought I'd put a zero on it, and I'll say 20%, which is probably high.
No, it's actually more than that. Since we're about at the end of the show, I'm going to have to give the answer. The answer is 30%. 30% of sellers admitted to listening in on buyers during the showing.
But it's a lot more. You just know it is. They're just not admitting because it's illegal.
Yeah, there you go.
But you're a great listener, and we always appreciate when you call and give us good thoughts. So, and thank you for giving that shout out to Joe and his family. And we do know that his wife was with him. So that's always a blessing. So,
yes.
So thank you for calling in. And for that
great program, it's going to be a difficult to fill his shoes.
It is.
Yes.
And we don't know what's going to happen. But we know that his law firm will continue because obviously there are several different
attorneys. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in. Sure.
You betcha.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, the Van Wees are here. They're going to tell you they had a good week.
Ooh,
it fluctuated a lot. It was low during the beginning of the week and then came on up. Hey, you need a professional on your side when you're dealing with the most important financial transaction probably in your life. You can call me after the show at 687-8161. You can call Angela at 465-3845. God bless everyone. We are here for you. You can call us 7 days a week.
Yep.
At 7 o'clock in the morning or at 9 o'clock at night, but not after 9 o'clock. Have a blessed day. God bless everyone. Stay tuned for the Van Wees.